Take a deep breath. And another. Yeah, letting your body relax and soften with the next few breaths. Simply be here. Sitting in your chair, breathing. Notice your breath coming in and out effortlessly. And now imagine yourself in nature, stepping into a lovely outdoor natural setting in the sunshine. And in your mind's eye, imagine what it looks like. Experience how it feels to be here. Now breathe and feel your body sensations. Listen to the sounds of nature. Smell the flowers. Sense the freshness of the outdoor natural setting. Feel the warm breeze caress your skin. Allow yourself to imagine, to visualize, to experience this place. It might be a place you know already, or a new place coming up in your imagination. Just take whatever comes. And don't worry if thoughts come in, simply bring your attention back to your breath. So here you are, in a kind of sanctuary, a place where you're safe, a place where you can feel peace and serenity, a place where you are free. A place where you can rest and rejuvenate, where you can feel peace and contentment. As you walk through your sanctuary, you notice trees. You hear the sound of leaves rustling in the breeze. And there the sound of water, the birds. And you come to a clearing. And in that clearing, you see a beautiful tree. Look at it. Tall, majestic, spreading out its branches. And there under the tree sits a child of about 6 years old. The child is like you, a little boy, a little girl, just sitting there. As you walk towards the child, you notice that he or she reminds you of you as you were at that age. No, just notice yourself, no judgment. And then you notice that it is you, as a child, about the age of 6, just sitting there. Observe your young self as you approach. Oh, what are you wearing? How are you looking? And now approach your child. Your child allows you to sit opposite, facing him or her. Your child allows you to look deep into their eyes. As you do, as you look, you're transported to how you felt as this innocent, sweet child. This little girl, this little boy. What life was like in your family? What was it like being little you? If you had brothers and sisters, what was that like? And what did you have to do to get attention, to feel loved? What roles did you have to take on? Maybe you were expected to cope, to look after everything, hide your emotions, to be the reliable one. What did you do to survive? What needs did you conceal? What did you really want? Maybe you'd have liked some members of your family to play with you more, to see you, to hold you, to listen to you, to be told I love you. Perhaps you felt alone, hurting, betrayed, abandoned, lost. What defenses did you put up? did you have to adapt to your environment in order to survive? Did you shut down, go numb, put on a happy mask? Or maybe you felt inadequate, not good enough, or ashamed. Yes, these are old wounds, old beliefs and behaviors, and some of them may still be playing out in your life today. So looking back, allow yourself to sense how it might have been. As you breathe, place one hand over your heart, and then reach out and place one hand over the heart of your child. Just say gently to your child, I am here for you. I'm your adult self and I've walked the path that you have yet to walk. And I'm sorry we haven't connected enough before. But I understand and feel your suffering. And I, as your adult self, am here now to show you kindness, to show you love and compassion, and to keep you safe. I can see how courageous you are as a child, and I love and admire your spirit, your ability to survive, and I am here now to help you. The wounds of the past, the hurts we experienced are part of our natural journey in life. They do not make us wrong or bad. They've been part of our learning, part of our growth. And they give us a greater possibility of experiencing deep compassion. So tell your child now that you're here to help and support them, that you'll never leave them, and you're going to help them by being there for them and let them feel loved. And the part of you that's speaking so tenderly to this little child, the child that still lives within you, is your adult self. But this time with the kind parent voice that lives within you also. You are here as their adult self to bring them peace and connection. You're here to guide them and show them the way. And this is the start of reclaiming your innocence and your uniqueness and your loving self. So breathe in. And as you look at your young self, feel the light of your compassion extend into yourself and realize that the hurts of the past have been part of your path. And speak out a few words to reassure and give comfort to your child, perhaps saying something like, I see you, I'm here for you, you're not alone, little one. Anything else they need to know and want to hear. And now take a deep breath. And you give your child a warm embrace. And you stand and return through your sanctuary and come back to this room. As you take another deep breath, allow your entire being to be warmed by the light of compassion. As you breathe into your light, bring your attention to the connection that you've made. Experience yourself with love and compassion flowing from your heart. You've shown love and connection to yourself, and this is where your healing begins. So now, with your eyes still closed, bring your attention to the light surrounding you, as well as the light within you. Take a moment to come back into this room, staying present to the light of compassion in your heart. Take a few deep breaths. Move your body a bit. Wiggle your toes, roll your neck. Then have a stretch and gently allow your eyes to open.